mindset.com, dating help for men with your host.
Following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original way.
I don't know how this shit gonna work. I can't hear the transition. Check, check. All right, what's up? I hope y'all can hear me. Can y'all hear me right now? I hope y'all can hear me. Let me know, chat room dogs. I'm trying some new software out. Let me know. Can y'all guys hear? This is Steve Williams. I don't know. I got to fix that shit. But y'all can hear me. I just want to make sure. Can y'all hear me? Before we start the show, y'all can hear me. All right. Did y'all hear the intros and everything? Because I was using some transitional stuff. So y'all can hear the intros and everything. Red, I know you're saying that you heard a dub over. Did y'all hear the intros and everything? Everything was good? Yes, y'all, the intros. Okay. All right. So I want to welcome y'all to the show, man. This is, I'm using some new software and stuff like that. So, I want to welcome y'all all to the show. I'm the Dean. Class is in session, gentlemen. As we always like to do, gentlemen, we like to let you guys know about this show right here. And, yeah, good. I'm glad you heard it all. Okay, so, guys, this show that you're listening to is 100% original, 100% all us. There's nobody doing what it is that we're doing here, and I want to welcome you guys. I'm testing out the software. So I can see you guys all, and I got your questions, and we can pop that up and all that other stuff. But I do want to say for all you guys out there that listen to me, as we always do to you guys out there, we always say to you guys, please, guys, go out there and go ahead and get your puzzle pieces. I will change the Steve Williams way. Get your puzzle pieces, guys. Go and get all your puzzle pieces. All that stuff is very important for the game that we are going to show you guys out there today. We got a great show for you guys today. Kind of different panel we got, so I'm kind of working all the kinks out, so I might as well work them out today using some new a new software system and stuff like that. But, yeah, please get your puzzle pieces out, guys. Also, I want to say to you guys out there, all you guys out there, please, guys, we ask all you guys out there, if you get the opportunity, go ahead, subscribe, get the notifications up. Like, subscribe, get the notifications up, gentlemen. Also, what we're saying to you guys out there, we want you guys out there to go ahead. If you got questions, y'all have the number to call in. The lines are open. Your chats, if you have a question, please put a Q in the chat. We got you covered as well. So we want to make sure that we got all that together, guys. But, yeah, so as we say before, this is something new that we're working on, trying to do something new here. And we want to make sure that all you guys out there have the information. This is for your mindset. This is to help you grow. This is to help you build who you are as a man, and this is what we're going to do. I'm your host, the Dean. Class is in session, and we want to make sure that you guys have everything that you possibly need to learn this game. So if y'all got a question, please put a Q in there. The lines are open so you guys can call in. I want to say thank you very much. So let's get into the show right now. So with that being said, oh, and a shout out to the guys, the 323 guys out there. I want to give you guys a shout out, and I want to say thank you very much for that. Okay, guys, so we are, again, if y'all just joined us, we're checking out some new new stuff here. So I'm just trying to see if everything is moving correctly like it should be.
Following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her.
I got some stuff. Yeah, okay, I already removed that. I'm just checking all this stuff out, seeing if all this stuff works out. So, guys, if you have a question, go and put a Q in here. We got you covered and all this, but we have a very, very good show for you guys today. But also, guys, remember one thing we want you guys to what we want you guys to do as far as game goes, real quick. We want to make sure that you guys out there have the necessary items, okay? We want to make sure you have your wine above the bed. We want to make sure that you have your puzzle pieces. Make sure you have your lights, your paintings, and your lost and found box, okay? Those things are very, very important to have. So we want to make sure that you guys have all that information. We appreciate all you guys that are here, but we want to make sure you have all that information. So we will definitely keep pushing and keep driving you guys to be better men, to be greater men. And you got questions, we got you. As far as questions, let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. I've got to excuse me. Where was it at? Because I think I accidentally give me a second. There was something I was supposed to show you. Where is it at? All right, hold on a second. I forgot what I was going to say to you guys. We have a good show for you today, and what we're going to be talking about today, and I guess we're going to be discussing it. So a lot of you guys out here today, unfortunately, and it's not a bad thing, it's just an unfortunate thing. A lot of you guys, because of the false expectations that you have for yourself, a lot of you guys out here, unfortunately, become the victim of your own expectations. And that's what we're going to be talking about today on the show. And if y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. But I want to, break this out because, see, some of you guys out here, unfortunately, for so many of you guys out here, y'all, there's a lot of struggle with a lot of you guys when it comes to the game, okay? And the reason why that most of you guys are struggling is because you do not trust yourself. But what most of you guys don't understand in this game are basically the expectations that you have for yourself. And I want to talk a little bit about this. See, most of you have an expectation of failure. Most of you guys have an expectation of giving up. You have an expectation of not believing in yourself. You have an expectation of not growing who you are as a man. And because you don't have because the expectation that you have is doing so much damage to you, you guys are kind of beating yourselves up based off of you fulfilling the expectation that you created for yourself. Most of you guys don't believe in any abilities because most of you have never created an ability. Most of you guys don't have any qualities because you've never created any qualities. And most of you guys really judge yourselves because you feel like by judging or pointing the finger, it's going to help you take away some of the pain, some of the things that are going on with you guys, okay? And unfortunately, for some of you guys out there, when it comes to the judgments and how you talk to yourself, this is why you guys hurt yourselves because of the negativity that's happening with you guys. A lot of you guys are caught up in fears. The unrealistic expectations you have is I don't have to do or put much work into myself, but I deserve a relationship and I deserve a woman and I deserve certain things. And that's what we want to talk about and discuss, the unrealistic expectations. Is it really an unrealistic expectation if you yourself are actually believing in the thing that you really want to do, and that is not to win, but to just be mediocre. And when I talk about lack of experience for a lot of you guys, see, you don't understand game. There's no failure. There's only a thing called understanding and feedback, because it will enable you to get information, gentlemen, from the things that are challenging you, that are slowing you down. And when you do not work on these things, the expectations that you have are not going to work for you. 217, I'll bring you in 1 second. Okay, guys, I just want to talk about that, but let me bring in 217, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Man, what's going on, Steve? It's crazy how you even have this topic. I've just kind of been like exactly the stuff that you were talking about, exactly where I'm at, where it's like I'm trying to, I don't want to be the victim. I want to better myself, but I still keep finding myself in these situations where it's just like, well, I'm not going to pity myself. I want to get out, but I'm trying to prevent myself from getting the habits that keep me in here.
But no, it's not that you want to get out. You choose, okay, you have a habit of staying in. See, you think that you want to get out, but your habit is truly staying in. Because everything you're doing right now is the choice that you choose to make right now of staying in. See, you think that you can break free of what you're thinking by telling yourself something. You see what I'm saying? You're telling yourself that, you know what, that I want to get out, but I can't get out. But the question is, you don't want to get out. You want to actually stay in, and you don't realize that your mind is doing that. Does that make any sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And even like, it makes a whole lot of sense. And even with that, it's like, okay, like I put myself on blast. I put myself in a position financially, right? So I'm like, bitch, I'm finna, let me do whatever I can to make all the money in the world, right? Just try not to be rich or not to, like, you know, floss or anything like that, because I don't need to floss. I know who I am, but I want to better myself.
I don't think you understand what you're saying. You don't technically want to better yourself because you choose to be where you're at right now. You're not trying to see the lie that's happening, unfortunately, is that you're saying you're trying to better yourself, but you're not trying to better yourself. You're doing exactly what it is you choose to do right now. All right, let me ask you a question. If you were bettering yourself, you would say to yourself, okay, my studio, my scribe, my culinary school, my warrior, my film, my blacksmith, my blueprint, my mental gym, my amusement park, my government, my marketing team, my film room. You're not even talking about these things. You're talking about things outside of yourself. So do you actually really want to get better when you're doing things to show me that you don't even want to be better, brother?
I do. I want to be better.
Okay, listen, brother. You're not understanding what's happening here. You're saying you do, but you actually don't, because your behavior is not in line of what you're saying. Do you see what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Right. So if you actually do, then you will be talking to me about what happened after you did the thing that you wanted to do versus be inside of your house saying you want to change, big dog. Does that make any sense? 603, I have you next.
It makes a lot of sense.
Just listen to me quick. You're saying you want to change from the comfort of your own home. But what I need you to do is the change is going to come when you get outside and go after and face the thing that's knocking you down. And then you talk to me about it. That's where the change comes from. You're not going to get any change sitting around here lying to yourself this way, big dog, okay?
All right, can I ask you another question if it's all right?
Well, hold on. Let me answer this question right here. John says, Steve, how to approach women at university while all guys are simping and everything? You've already failed. You failed already. Hold on a second. John Stark, you failed twice. You failed, number one, when you're sitting around talking about we don't approach women, we put our bid in. Number two, you're talking about other guys. Strike three. Number three, you're talking about hot women. So you're in the wrong place, dog. We don't even talk all about all that silly shit. What's your other question, dog? It's 603, I got you next. What's your other question? And thank you.
I guess my other question is relative to what you, even what you're saying. It's like to do what I want to do, to be where I want to be, I have to step outside my comfort zone. I want to make sure I'm understanding that before I ask the question.
I don't want you to step. That's the problem. You're tippy-toeing.
Okay.
You've got to face this full on, go forward. You are too busy, too old to sit around and tippy-toe. Face the bullets. The fear heightens the senses. And it's not actually fear. It's just what you call fear. So with your heightened senses, you're running away from yourself. No, the power The power doesn't lie in you making choices. The power lies in the belief of what you decide on doing and just doing it, sir. Go ahead. What's your other question? What's up?
I guess my question is, like, I agree with what you're saying is, it's like I find myself, like, saying, trying to confront the things. Okay, these are things that I have to work on.
Stop. Okay, listen. You not hear what you're saying? You're in your own prison saying, well, when I get free, knowing that the door of your prison is wide the fuck open. The main gate in the prison in your mind is wide the fuck open. You know it's open, but you choose not to go outside the door because it is comfortable inside the prison walls. And that's your problem. You're saying all this, I want to do shit from the comfort of the prison walls, knowing that you can go outside that prison door, but you choose not to go through it.
Right.
So I got to ask these questions. Well, what's up, man? What's up?
I guess the last thing I'm saying is, like, even what you're saying, it's like I feel like I'm just saying the same thing over and over again. Maybe
you are saying the same thing,
like,
over again. That's why I got to move on. You're saying the same shit over again. All you're doing is saying the same over. I got to grab another call, okay? So if you got another question, come back in. I appreciate your respect. 603, I'll get you in 1 second. Let me answer this question. So you're saying that when I set out to face the fear in my life, I think I'm the only YouTuber that's told you this. Please reach out and grab fear and tell me how he fucking feels. Because what you guys are doing is you're conjuring up a lie. There is no fear outside of yourself. You still feel fear and anxiety because you have created a lie in your head. You've named it fear, and it is controlling what's going on. So this is why you can't do anything. My nose is itching because there's no such thing of it because you cannot touch it. Can you touch it like you grab yourself? If you cannot grab it, then it's not there, big dog. And that's why you're messing up. Let me grab this call real quick. Area code 603. Sorry for the wait, sir. How can we help you, man? What's up?
Hi, Steve. This is a student who called earlier.
Did she reply back to you?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, what did she say? Hold on, guys. This lady, he asked for an ice cream date. She's talking about she don't eat ice cream because of her skin and shit. I told her some shit to say, so what did she say back?
She said, of course, that's no problem. I just got back home and right now I'm preparing dinner.
Listen to me. Listen. Send her this message. Go ahead and prepare your dinner. When you're ready for dessert, let me know, and I will set something up where you and I can get to know each other in a more intimate way. Thus, that's going to force her to ask you about intimacy, and you got the bid, so you already got her. Mm-hmm. You're setting it up, okay? So remember, always take what they say. And we always use it to lead them. She's making dinner. Right, position. Think about it. She's making dinner. So if she's making dinner That means I can use dessert as a catalyst to talk to her. So go ahead and make your dinner. When you're ready for some dessert, let me know, and I'll set something up so you and I can get to know each other in a more intimate way. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so send that to her. She replies back. Let me know. I'm on for a few hours, okay?
Okay, perfect. Will do.
All right. We'll throw you back in. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, guys. It's the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. We got you guys covered. We want to welcome you all here. Hope you guys are doing well. Guys, if you have a question, please ask. I will grab the questions. Excuse my nose. I'm on a new thing, so I'm trying to figure out how I can store the questions. I still understand. Thank you, Red. I'm still trying to figure out how to store the questions and everything. Once I figure that out, I'll be able to put them in. I'm new to this system right here, so we're doing all this. But what I'm saying to you guys, as I was showing you guys before, okay, this is the thing I'm showing you guys. Okay, so okay, let me show y'all guys this, because I'm going to have more transitions and stuff like that with this software. But what I'm saying to you guys out here that's listening to me, that most of you guys out here, you want to build confidence. But I don't want you to build confidence. I want you to build you. And if you are building you, you are already positioning yourself with the stuff you see right here that is going to help you create the thing that you want to create, gentlemen. And I think a lot of you guys are missing the mark on some of this stuff because a lot of you guys are not doing what we're showing you. Y'all guys have to understand there is nobody on YouTube breaking down what it is we're showing you right. Well, I'm about to show you right now. Nobody's breaking all this down. And the beautiful thing that you can have, gentlemen, is that you can, this is your world. This is just the beginning of create all, everything you see right here is the beginning of how you create the things that you saying that you cannot create. Above me, right here, your drug lab above me, right here, above me, your blacksmith, your blueprint, right there, right up in this corner right there, that corner right there, marketing team, your judicial system right here, your film room, on this side, I can point it this way, on this side, your warrior, culinary school, and scribe. You got your studio up in the corner, your mental gym, and your amusement park. So the question is that how can there be fear if you're actually creating the environment in which you are thriving in, gentlemen? How can one have that problem when one is following the instructions I'm giving you? How can one have the problem when I'm starting you off in the process with the puzzle pieces? How can we have these issues and problems that we're saying because most of you guys do not understand? And see, this is how the mind gets you, because most of you guys are under this impression that you don't have to do anything to reap great rewards. But as I said before, And 603, you hang up with it. Just press 1, 603, if she replies back to you, and I'll periodically check. But, yeah, if y'all got a question, put your cues in there. We got you covered. We're on a new system here, so bear with me. But as I was saying back to you guys out here, is that what I'm saying is you're too busy assessing the outside world. You're too busy looking at the outside world. And you're making assessments of things that some things you cannot control. You cannot control the weather. You cannot control time. You cannot control people. The only thing that you can control is controlling yourself by assessing what it is you're doing, by going out and doing it and seeing what happens. You cannot assess and win as a man if all you're doing is losing. Hopefully that makes sense. Most of you guys out here do not look to assess information to grow who you are as a man. I want you to grow. But one cannot grow when one is not looking for the growth. You're not looking for what you've got to look for. And that's what we're going to be talking about today on the show. Because I'm asking you this question. Are you focusing on yourself when you see a woman? Are you focusing on yourself when it's time to go ahead and put your bid in on a woman? Are you focusing on yourself when you first leave a woman a message? Are you focusing on yourself the first time you text her? Are you focusing on yourself the next time you ask her to go out with you or tell her to accompany you? Are you focusing when you're talking to her about, on the interaction of the date? The question I'm asking you guys, are you guys focusing on yourself? And if the answer is no, then there lies the problem. The focus should never be on the I do. The moment you focus on the I do is the moment that you're going to lose because you're focusing on the wrong thing. And that's where you guys are having the problem. But this is why you guys get mad at the expectations that you set. Listen, you set the expectation to worship her. You set the expectation to fear her. You set the expectation to walk on eggshells. You set the expectation to beat around the bush. You set the expectation not to ask for what you want. And here's the crazy thing about it. Let me check the phone lines. Here's the crazy thing about it, gentlemen. The crazy thing about it is this. You're mad because you're nailing all the expectations that you have set for yourself. You set the expectation, and you are actually hitting the expectations you have set for yourself. And it's amazing how that works. Because as we tell you, there are doors behind doors when it comes to game. There are doors behind doors when it comes to reaction. So what I'm saying for you guys out here, okay, the things that we're saying to you guys out here, and this is very important, is that if you listen, okay, all right, if you listen, okay, this is why I say to you guys, that nobody's going to get this deep with you with game. I'm worried about her. I'm trying to please her. I'm afraid of getting rejected by her. I don't know what to say to her. I don't know how to move around her. But yet, you nail everything that you say with perfection. But yet you get mad because you hit all of these expectations you've created, gentlemen. Okay? He's saying that this guy says, I can say a lot of times no. It seems automatic for me thinking about the woman or the I do first. But that's what I'm saying. You're hitting your expectations. You're doing exactly what you want to do to perfection, and you don't understand it. And that's why you're frustrated, because you think that you're not hitting the mark. You're killing it. You are a grand master. If there's anything y'all are better than me in this, it's this. You are a grand master of it because you always set out to do it. And you always hit the mark perfectly. You hit the bullseye every single time. But what I'm saying to you is that's the problem. Your set expectation. I mean, think about this. Even the set expectation of I want to have sex with her overnight, the first night. But ready? I want to have sex with her. But I'm not going to ask for what I want. Do y'all hear what I just said? I want to have sex with her, but I'm not going to ask for what I want. You hit the expectation because you don't ask for what you want. And you're your mind and you are satisfied because you actually hit the one thing that you said that you want to do. You hit it. I wanna talk to her, but you know what? I'll do it later. And you don't do it later, or you do it later, and you hit it. And you cannot be frustrated at yourself when you look at these expectations and you're hitting them with flying colors. And yet you're asking yourself, why is everything going wrong? See, when I'm trying to teach you as far as game, guys, is your thoughts, what you see around your world, not around you. You're too busy looking around the wrong place. You're looking around your world, okay? Your world. Let me answer this question right here. I gave her my number and told her to text me so I can save her number, so I can send her the date. She said, I'll think about it, with a wink face. So what's the problem? I don't understand. What's the problem? Where's the question? That's a statement. Sir, can you please, if you ask a question, please put a Q there, okay? Please put a Q there, all right? And Ghost, and please, sir, and I think you're new here, but please, sir, please do not disrespect people in this room. People are trying to learn, and if you're sitting around here joking around, you will get dismissed. So I'm asking you kindly, please, please don't be disrespectful, because you ain't even saying shit. You over here laughing at people, but you got a lot of problems yourself. So please, sir, don't do that, not in here. This is not the room. Take that shit somewhere else, but over here, we're here to learn. If you're not here to learn, take your fucking ass on. I don't care. But anyway, back to y'all guys out here. What I'm saying to y'all guys is, this is what I want y'all to think about. Okay. What I look at when I see a woman is me and how I'm going to move based off, and it's respect, Ghost, respect. It's listen, look at how I see my world versus how you see your world. I look at my warrior at the bottom because he conquers. So my mind is already set on, I don't want the sex, I want the invite. So then once I know I want the invite, then I kind of go over to my marketing team up there, and, hey, look, we got to go ahead and present ourselves to her. Do you see what I'm saying? From my marketing team. But then if you look at the studio, up there in that corner over there, I've got to be able to work me. This is what the vision that you should see right here. But it's not just that vision. It's also the future, right? Remember, I'm not saying you go in time, but I'm saying that all I need to do is position. Because once I position, what do you think happens? She's never met a guy that has wine above her bed. She's never met a guy with the shower lights. She's never met a guy with the lost and found box. She's never met a guy with the kid. She's never met me, so she is going to be at the disadvantage. But listen, guys, this is very important. Have I made anything about her? Did I say that she's beautiful, she's sexy, what can I do? I'm saying that once I get her where I want her to go, it's already a wrap. By what? By how I have everything set up, because everything I have set up, gentlemen, is what I've created. Oh, sorry, guys. Does that make any sense? Everything I set up is what I've created, okay? And that's what I'm saying, okay? And let me say this, and please put them in timeout, because let me tell you something. If I'm out of line at times, then fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not out of line, bitch, and I'm going to tell you why, fuckface, because I'm trying to teach you how to do something that you don't know how to fucking do. You're the one that's out of fucking line. I'm in line because I'm the winner here, motherfucker. You're trying to get into my goddamn neighborhood. So unless you don't like, put that motherfucking time out. Put that bitch in time out. Let him soak on that shit. If he say something else, get rid of that motherfucker. Fuck him. Because if you think I'm out of line, then get your fucking ass out here and find somebody else that's going to kiss your weak ass. I'm here to teach a class. Fucking out of line. Fuck you talking about. Anyway, for you guys out there, let me continue. Gentlemen, as I was saying, for those that want to listen, when you take your focus, gentlemen, and you focus on yourself versus what is outside of yourself, there is where the change is going to come. And guess what, gentlemen? The different expectation is going to come with that change. He's saying, question, is it bad to feel better about yourself when you have nice clothes and a nice haircut? I'm examining it right now, dressing bummy. How can I see natural confidence I can access? AR, you've already lost. You've already lost, AR. It's so sad, and I'm sorry that you think the way that you think, but you have already lost, and you don't even realize that you've lost. And the reason that you've lost, AR, is that look at you. Listen to his weak expectations that he's setting. Thanks. By putting on shit outside of himself. He wants to define himself by his clothes. He wants to define himself by a fucking haircut. And look at him. Look at him. This is why you are never going to understand game, because look at you. You're just not a student. It's a shame. I feel bad for that young man. It's a shame that he thinks the way he thinks. What a shame. So sad that people like that think that way. Wow. And what's the worst part about it is that he's been listening to us all this time, and yet he don't even know it. No, 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 no. Stop. Stop. See, don't lie. Let's go back to this shit right here and don't lie. You're asking to feel better about yourself when you have nice clothes and a nice haircut. When in the 35 plus fucking years of this show have I ever told you to fix your fucking clothes or get a haircut, you dumb motherfucker? And the reason why, guys, everybody, I'm calling him a dumb motherfucker, because he's always in our room, and I always tell this knucklehead, every goddamn show, it's about your mental. And look at the bullshit he's sending me. Look at the bullshit he's sending me. Sad. Thank you. Exactly. Very fucking sad. Sad. Let me continue. Oh, wait. Let me check the phone lines, guys. Lines are open. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. Got y'all, guys. But as I was saying to y'all guys out there, to get all this down, man, for a lot of you guys out here, is that you don't realize that your expectation is procrastination. Your expectation is things are just not important to you. There's nothing of importance. But see, just like that AR guy that's always going to lose, hopefully a few of you guys can soak in what I'm saying, like the Jeremy's of the world, that's a great student, that he or a man is going to tap in, not tap out. Tap in to the power of your core to determine how you move. Your core, how you move. You see what I'm saying, gentlemen? Your core, how you move. Please understand what I'm saying. Your core and how you move. When you see a woman, because you're not looking in yourself, you set an expectation of her beauty. And this is why I keep trying to tell you guys, I'm trying to make this kindergarten. I'm trying to make this thing kindergarten for you guys. The moment you say she's sexy, she's beautiful, she's fine, you are already lost, because she's in your head rent free. If she's in your head rent free, where do you think your focus is on? It will never be on you, because you are thinking about her. Okay? your thinking about her, gentlemen. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. But what happens when you stop thinking about these women and position yourself so they can think about you? When you're thinking about how do I grow my marketing team? You know what? I need a, you know what? Like, let me pop them up. Let me pop up my guys, a few of them. So many guys out here. Let me give you some of the team right here. I'm not thinking about the woman. I'm thinking about what new weapons I can give my warriors to conquer. What new methods of the way I talk, I text, voicemail, video, getting my mouthpiece tight in my culinary school. You know what? It's getting kind of small. We need to build another fucking wing in my culinary school to add more motherfucking flavor. My scribe, I need to put some new clothes on you because all you're doing is wearing the same clothes. Let's open up the library a little bit. Let me give you more information. My drug lab, hey, you know what? That drug is good, but we got to make it tighter. We got to make it more. We got to make it airtight because when she gets laced with my drug, we want to make sure that the impact that she has is going to fuck her up so much that she needs me versus wants me. My blacksmith, oh, my God, you know what? We need to get your tools. Because the information I got to learn, we got to take these tools and we got to give you heavier hammers to be able to forge the information to me. My blueprint. There's more territory to conquer. We got to get out there and knock those trees down. We got to get out there and lay that foundation over there. We got to move. My marketing team, talk to me. What are the ways that y'all have to sell me better? All right, we got the wine above the bed. We've got the colored lights. We've got the box. What else can we do to sell me? Sell me to me and show me more things that I can do for myself. We got to go to over here to the music park in the corner. You know what? Okay, that's a cool-ass roller coaster ride for now. But goddamn, I want more loops in that roller coaster. Build me one with more loops over there. Build me some more funnel cake. Build me for some more candy. I want to make sure when she gets into my motherfucking amusement park that the rides go on forever. So build me something. My studio. Man, I want to look at my tracks. I need to work on my tracks, move my tracks, and think about all the tracks that I need. Now, let me ask you guys a weird question. I'm saying all this stuff right now, right? Have I said anything about a woman? Has anything come up where I put the woman first? Has anything? No. Because I'm not thinking about her as much as I'm thinking about myself. I tell a woman from Tinder to send me a body pic, and she sends me a pic. They'll go straight to, no, Steve Jung, this is not for you. 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 You want to know why 98% of the time I don't have to ask for anything? Because they send it to you for free. This is not for you, man. And I would appreciate from this point on, you don't say anything else in this room. Please do not say anything else. I don't want to hear from you ever again in this room. Please, this is not for you. I want to apologize. I want to apologize for, excuse me, what did I do with the thing? I want to apologize to you guys out here. Wait, shit. Oh, goddamn. I'm sorry. Oops, sorry. I'm apologizing. I hit the wrong button. I want to apologize to you guys out here that's listening to me for that waste of time. Do not talk to me ever again in this room, Steve. Please do not say anything else. And I'm asking you kindly. I am not here to teach any of you guys to sleep with women. I'm not here to teach you guys to beg women and that and beg and do sucker shit by asking for body pictures. So I am being honest with you. Do not say anything. If he says anything else, you're gone. This ain't for you. And I apologize to all the guys that are listening right now. Sorry for stopping to answer that stupid-ass question. I will never answer another question from him again. If he asks me one, he's going to get dismissed. I'll do it my damn self. Anyway, as I was saying to y'all guys out here, for all you guys out here, this is the important thing that y'all got to do is when y'all have game, okay? Is that as you begin to learn what you are and to begin to tap into who you are, gentlemen, you're going to start focusing on what it is you need to do for yourself to create and set the mood versus allowing the mood to happen themselves, okay? All right? Ban him, please? Can y'all please ban him? He doesn't need to be here. Please let him go. Please let him go. Ban him, please. Please get rid of him. Hey, Jeremy, exactly, Jeremy. Exactly. Please, yeah, guys, moderators, please ban him. Get him out. He don't belong here. Please get him out. Get him out. But anyway, as I'm saying to y'all guys, the man minds, let me check the phone lines. Oh, 603, you calling back. What's up, 603? How can I help you, sir?
Hi, Steve. She ended up texting back, but she sort of ignored everything we said. She sent me a video of what she was cooking and said, "I'm having a little bit of soup."
She said she ignored everything you said, or she ignored
No, she
everything?
Didn't say that. I'm just saying that she ignored pretty much like what we said.
Send me a video of soup. All right, send her a video.
Hello?
Now, wait. What is the move here? I want you to think now. What's the move here? Think about the move. What's the move here?
She sent me a video of what she's
All right, think
cooking.
About what's the move here. Come on. What's the move here?
Me wanting to know how.
Close. Yes, come on. She showed a video of her eating soup, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the move
yes.
here? Come on, I got it in my head. What's the move? Come on, it's right there.
I don't know if I'm reaching with this one, but maybe.
Oh, man, come on, you got to think. Come on, the left-hand side, this is important. Think. Listen, because I got to continue with the show.
On the left-hand side,
don't say anything what I'm telling you about the left-hand side. You know the left-hand side. What do you want to do, okay?
Okay. I want to know if this
No, 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 no. Okay, wait. No, that's yes, but not, no. You're on the right path, but wait, slow it down now. You haven't got a chance to take her out.
Mm-hmm.
You can, wait, this is why I want to take you out because after watching you sip the soup with those sexy lips, it's got me thinking that what is it going to be like to see with that, how that soup tastes off your lips? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. I have to
lead
into it.
Yeah,
okay.
you don't roll right into it, not yet, because you haven't went on the date yet. But always utilize everything they do to put you in a type of advantage. Because she's not, because most guys see that, and they don't know what to do. Fuck that. No. Look, this is exactly why I want to take you out, because, listen, even though you don't eat the ice cream, because remember, I'm paying attention, even though you don't eat the ice cream,
mm-hmm.
it will still allow me to see what's behind that smile, number one, and eventually see what it's like to be the spoon. Because that's what she has her lips on. You see how that works?
Mm-hmm. I see how it works.
See? Okay, so send her that, okay? So let me go back and go ahead and send that to her, okay? And get back
all
with
right,
me, okay? All right, respect to
okay,
you.
Okay, well.
All right, so thank you. So let's get into this. So he's saying when look, you're not okay. That's the lie that the mind has for you. J-Dog, you're not looking to yourselves for answers, because how can you have an answer in an empty room? You get frustrated because you have not created the answers, brother. This is why this is a lie. How can you look for something that you have not created, that you have not forced to you, that you have not marketed to you, that you have not even utilized? So this is the lie the mind has for you. You're not looking into yourself for answers. You're just doing, like I always say, you're just moving to another wall thinking that's something that you're doing. You're not doing that because you haven't created the answers. Because if you create the answers, how do you get frustrated in something you believe in? Come on, brother. So I appreciate the question, but you're not actually looking inside of yourself. That's the lie. That's the lie, sir. That's what I'm just want to say. It's a good question, but unfortunately, that's the lie because you're not doing that. Okay, that's the lie. You're not looking in yourselves. See what's happening to most of you guys out here. Okay. Is that you guys out here are looking actually outside of yourselves, thinking you're really looking inside of yourselves. Because frustration comes outside of you. Negative thoughts, outside of you. Anxieties, outside of you. Concern, outside of you. So are you actually looking inside of you? Or are you actually making that an excuse to think that you're actually doing something? How can one, gentlemen, listen, it's very important. How can somebody become frustrated when he is doing exactly what he wants to do? And Jay, you listen to me. I want you to see something. Let me grab something and post it up. I got to post something real quick. I think I gotta move the goalpost and see. I'm gonna post it real quick. Let me see if I can post it. He might hear my voice twice, but let me see if I can post it. There it is. It is working. Okay, so let me share it to my page, and then I gotta share it from my page to my other page. But let me say what I'm saying to y'all guys out there that listen to me, and this is very important. Listen to what I'm saying. How do you ever get frustrated when you grab? Oh, let me share it again. You ever get frustrated when you grab your own car keys? You ever get frustrated when you open up a door? You ever get frustrated when you start your car? No, you don't get frustrated, do you? And the reason you don't get frustrated is actually because, sir, that is actually something that you want to do. How can you get frustrated by doing the thing that you want to do? How can there be frustration when you're doing something that you actually want to do? And if you actually see it, you'll see that there is no frustration. There's only excitement. You know, when you look for your remote control and you pick up your remote control, is there frustration? No. But yet you think there's frustration when there's actually no frustration. There's no frustration. Where I ask you, where's the... For all you guys, listen, where's the frustration at? And that's what a lot of you guys don't understand. Cal, let me ask you a question. I turned 25 yesterday. Hey, happy birthday, young man. As a gift to myself, I'm going to get coaching for you because all your free stuff in the gaps. Well, no. Hey, Cal, I appreciate that. Thank you. And I wish you a happy birthday, young man. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, sir. But yeah, no, it's not. And again, I'm not trying to make a good point, brother. I'm just trying to get you to see something. How is there frustration? Because I want you to look at this. Let me grab this real quick to show you exactly what I'm talking about, because you don't even realize what it is you're doing. Okay, when you sit around and you say to yourself that I want to, where's my remote control? I want, look, ready? I want to watch TV. Well, you just told your warrior to go find my fucking remote control. And if you cannot find the remote control, you go up to the scribe to try to figure out where it's at. Okay? You see what I'm saying? You're automatically doing what it is you say you're doing, okay? All right? Okay? And what I'm saying is, this is the problem. Dude, I don't know if you're asking statements with questions and questions with statements. I don't know what you're saying. So I'm acting like you're not talking to me. But anyway, what I'm saying to you is this, young man. What happens? Because I'll grow. What happens? Okay, tell me what do you think is going to happen when you decide to create your world? Is there actually going to be a problem when you created what it is you want to do, and all you're going to do is lead her to what it is you created? And if that's the case, then how can you have issues and problems and worry about things if you're actually creating those things, big dog? Does that make any sense? Lines are open if y'all want to call in, gentlemen. But that's what I'm saying for you guys out there. That's what I'm saying for you, Jay. Hopefully you can understand what I'm saying. But for you guys out there that don't understand, who don't understand what I'm saying is that most of you guys, because you're looking outside of yourself, okay, you are actually, and you guys don't even realize, listen to what I'm saying, actually setting an expectation to create anxiety and to create negative thoughts. And y'all don't even think, listen, I know it sounds crazy, but listen to what I'm saying. A lot of you guys out there are doing it. A lot of you guys are doing it, okay? Let me see here. He's saying, this young man is saying, I treated a girl bad when I was on my toxic whatever, even though she treated me great. Is taking accountability of how I treated her and apologize for what take. No, just leave her alone. Leave her alone. If you treat, listen, a lot of guys scar women. And if you scarred her, leave her alone. The best thing you do is just leave her alone. Don't bother her, because a lot of women will, the scars run very deep with women when you're really hurtful, harmful to them. So I'm glad that you're taking accountability, sir. I think that's awesome, but leave her alone. Don't bother her. Leave her alone to what she is. Don't do that. Well, no, wait, stop. It's not motivation. Okay. It's not motivation. Okay. Step to it. Wait, thanks for the motivation. I used to approach boot camp games as lady, and she was pleasant, polite, and respectful. However, she mentioned she had a boyfriend. Well, once you get your bid, you would know what to do. You would know what to do once you get learn your bid. But getting back to y'all guys and listening to me, that most of you guys, unfortunately, are creating an expectation to look for interfering things to hold you back and slow you down. And then on top of that, you begin to look at irrelevant things that also mess you around, because these things, think about things that knock you off your square. Remember, we're never knocked off our square because we're rooted into our core. So if you're not rooted into your core, then what will happen is that her beauty will knock you off your square. The makeup will knock you off the square. Her body will knock you off the square. And the sad thing is it's always going to be her that's knocking you off your square. But what I'm saying is that this woman, she's irrelevant. She's irrelevant right now because she hasn't done anything, gentlemen, to show you that she should be relevant in your life, especially when you learn game. And when you learn game, you're blocking out. Guys, it's funny. If you walk outside and it is raining, you use an umbrella to block out the rain. If you walk outside and it's snowing, you block out the cold by putting extra layers on your body, right? So, and if it's sunny outside, you block out the light with some sunglasses or a visor, right? So if you automatically can set that expectation, now listen to me, is how deep it is. You have just set an expectation. When you walk out your door and you know it's raining, the expectation is what? What do I have to do so I don't get wet? When it's cold outside, you set the expectation. What do I have to do to remain warm? It's sunny outside. What can I do to cover up the sun from my eyes? And gentlemen, what I'm saying to you, even in that right there, that most people don't tell you about, is what? An expectation that you have created, and you have done it. Gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying. You have knocked all these out all your life. The only problem is you see a beautiful woman. The expectation isn't what I need to do. It's what should I do to make her more interested in me? How should I talk to her to make her more interested in me? What things should I come up with to make her more interested in me? Y'all see what I'm saying, guys? There lies the problem, because you're looking at irrelevant. Please understand this, gentlemen. Every woman that you meet, and this is the good news for me, but the bad news for you. When you meet a woman, you start at the end of the line. Whatever priorities are, and then the guys that she's already talking to and the guys that she knows, they're all in front of you. Now, for you guys, you think that's a bad thing, because most of you think that you've actually got to work to hop up in front of the line. But when you're locked into yourself, you want to be at the end of the line. You want to start off at the end of the line, because the most dangerous thing that nobody tells you is that when you communicate the way we show you how to communicate, you are automatically communicating different than everybody in front of you. So if every guy she's talking to talks the same way, what are you doing? When was your last boyfriend? How are you doing? And all this other stuff, right? Okay? All this other stuff. Listen to me. This is why she moves you up from the front of the line, because she's starting to become more amazed at how you move and how you think and how you operate versus the guys out there who don't operate at all. Question here from C says, to be clear, attraction isn't the problem. It's putting women on a pedestal, allowing her to be the reason I changed my... No, you have a lot of problems here. Okay, listen. You're saying, to be clear, attraction isn't the problem. Okay, the reason you're putting her on the pedestal is you're worshiping her. She's on the pedestal, sir. Because, wow, Cowboys are in dark and Denver's in dark. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Anyway, so she's on the pedestal because you, my friend, are attracted to her. And here's why. She's on the pedestal because when you saw her, because you're not communicating with yourself first, you feel like there's something special about her, okay? Do you see what I'm saying, C-Dog? I hope you understand that. You're unfortunately, you're automatically in a losing position because when you put a woman on a pedestal, what did she do to deserve to be put on a pedestal? But yet you put her on a pedestal. And attraction is the problem, because there's nothing wrong with being attracted to somebody. The wrong is when you're attracted to her and then you look at yourself as a problem. See, when you're attracted to somebody, that means your focus is on the attraction of the person versus what you are to yourself. You see what I'm saying, sir? And that's what hurts a lot of you guys out there, because you're looking at what she is to you versus what you are to yourself. Does that make any sense? See, where is that at? Does that make any sense? I hope that makes sense, because a lot of guys will look at the woman and like, wow, she's this, she's that, which is fine. But is it really fine when you're really trying to push yourself up on her, trying to be what you think she wants you to be? You see what I'm saying, guys? What she wants you to be. So you most of you guys, let me check the phone lines, but most of you guys get caught up in that, if that makes any sense, gentlemen. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. We got a new set here, so bear with me. We're trying to get all this stuff together. But hopefully, C-Dog, you understand what I'm saying here. Guys, you got a question, please put a cue. Or you guys can call in. I appreciate all you guys. The Man Mindset, I'm the Dean. Class is in session. C says, ask this question. I did part of the jigsaw puzzle and I woke up slow and I couldn't articulate myself. Is that supposed to happen? I never worked a jigsaw puzzle before. I don't think you're okay. See, you're failing already because you're too busy looking at the jigsaw puzzle versus listening to how you describe, talk to, and move yourself to put the puzzle together, man. Y'all are too busy trying to force yourselves to fix something. What do you mean? How do you wake up slow by putting a puzzle together? That's just because you're lazy, dude. That has nothing to do with the puzzle. That's just the fact that you're kind of lazy, man. Oh yeah. I appreciate that. I wish I could show y'all. I'll show y'all later. Yeah, I don't have it with me right now. Yeah, it's in the other room. But as I was saying before to you guys out here, is that in order for you to dominate, this is where the puzzle pieces come in at. Because you are truly focused on what you have to do, okay? And the problem is you're no longer focused on the external. You're focusing on your internal. You're focusing on your mind. But not only are you focusing on your mind, gentlemen, you are also focusing on the style and how you move. You're focusing on all these things. And all these things are important because everything that you do is going to be about you and not the woman. The greatest mistake that y'all have, y'all think everything is about the woman, but it's not. It's just that she sets you up to make you feel like everything's about the woman. And it's absolutely not. And that's where we want you guys to know, to grow, and to see what you can be by stop looking at what you think game is. Okay? Because most of you guys are not, listen, okay, see, think about this. And this is tough, but this is what y'all do. And this is where y'all fail. The good news is that you're giving yourself instructions. The bad news is that you're giving yourself instructions. I'll say it again. The good news is you're giving yourself instructions. But the bad news is you're giving yourself instructions. See, when one gives himself an instruction without a why to it, listen to what I'm saying. When one gives himself an instruction without a why attached to it, then that instruction is outside of himself. If somebody gives himself an instruction and he doesn't know where he's trying to take her through that instruction, he's already failed. And this is why so many of you guys go wrong. Listen to what I'm saying. It is a good thing for all you guys, and I commend you guys. You are giving instructions to yourself. But the problem is you're giving instructions to yourself because the instructions you're giving yourself have no merit in how you move as a man. I wonder what that's for. But I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying. Okay. So when I see a woman, I'm not looking at the woman. I'm looking at the instructions that I'm giving myself to move and position myself to make her move where I want her to go. You see a woman, you're giving yourself instructions on how to beat around the bush, how to walk on eggshells, how not to ask for what you want. Does that make any sense? Can y'all hear me? You say we can't hear. Can y'all hear me? Maybe it's Bart's thing. Can y'all hear me? Just put a one if y'all can hear me real quick. Y'all can hear me. Just put a one. It might be Bart's system, but everything's fine, right? Because I can see the move. Y'all can hear me, right? Just put a one, guys. Bart, if they put one, it's your shit, Bart. So is anyone put a one? Oh, my God. Okay, stop, guys. Y'all good. Okay. All right, guys, stop. Y'all good. Bart, okay, thank you, guys. Bart, it's your system, brother. I'm fine. You can't hear me. It's something with your computer you got to fix. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Now y'all being assholes. Look at this. Y'all are all being assholes, man. Look at y'all. Y'all are all being assholes. Come on, man. Come on. All right, guys. All right. Thank you. Y'all all being there. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you to the Meat Pill community. What I'm saying to all you assholes, and now everybody's putting one of y'all assholes. Now, what I'm saying to y'all guys, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. If you're giving yourself instruction on how not to move, then there lies the problem because the instruction, and thank you, I want to say thank you for the 103 likes. Thank you. Thank you, Alexander. I appreciate that. What I'm saying, and please, guys, this is very important because we're breaking things down that not a lot of people break down. It's very important for you guys to listen to what I'm saying, okay? Guys, like I said before, this the man mindset. I'm Dean. Class is in session. But what I'm saying to you guys is you don't realize that you are actually, guys, setting the expectation by giving yourself the instruction. But if giving yourself the instruction falls under the I do and not the I am, then you're actually frustrated over something that you have already created, is that you have created the expectation not to do anything. Okay? Does that make any sense? Thank you. I know. I got you too there. Thank you, dog. I appreciate that. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you all. But do y'all see what I'm saying, guys? Y'all see what I'm saying? And this is why all what we're saying is so important here. Because here's the question. Here's the thing that you should be asking. You guys should not ask, well, she's so pretty and she's so this and she's so that. Where is the question that y'all guys should be asking of, well, what am I going to say to position myself to get to this point right here? But I give you ways to do it. Voice message, texting, and audio, and video. I give you those things all the time. But again, most of you guys are not utilizing the power that I'm giving you. C asks a question. He says, so it is more about enjoying myself and doing doing things I set out to. Well, see, this is a tough one. Are you actually enjoying yourself if you put a woman in the enjoyment? So I want you to think about it, but I'm going to finish this. So you're saying, in doing things I said I do. So all women, okay, so all women attractive or not get the same me, and I choose which one. Well, no. See, I appreciate it. Great question, okay? So let me explain to you. See, what's going on, here you go, listen. I'm not setting out, okay, I want you to be the same you. And the thing that's important to me is that you understand that you are the only you, meaning that you should never change what you say to a woman because she's not special enough for you to change what you have to say. That's good, okay? But here's the problem. Putting your dick on the marketplace and you're devaluing your dick because you should not choose which one you want to fuck. You've got to choose which one is worth your attention. You've got to choose which one is worth your time. You've got to choose which one is worth your respect. You've got to choose then which one is worth your dick last. But because you're choosing who you want to fuck, you've already failed because you don't realize you're making your choice off of her versus her doing things to you to prove herself to you, if that makes any sense, sir. But very, very good question. Very good question. Please, sir, make sure you put a question, a cue, if you're asking a question. I'll answer this. Please, next time, just read the scrolling text at the bottom, and please just put a cue in your question. Oh, I think, okay, so putting your mind on yourself lets you create a way where you want to go, right or wrong. Well, again, prime example. All of you guys at one point when you were a little fucking kid, even like when, like, see how I mean, when I was a little kid and shit, when you were a little kid, you got in the car of your parents' car and you grabbed the wheel and you started doing this, right? But you didn't know all the gadgets and buttons and all that other stuff. But once you begin to learn the gadgets and the buttons as you got older, you were able to drive the car. And then guess what? Not only were you able to drive the car was always the car. But then you were able to get in that car, drive, turn on the radio, talk on the phone, drink, and eat something while maintaining that car in an outside world. Remember, gentlemen, the car is the same, okay? The car is the same. But the car can go out in the rain. It's still the same car. It can be windy outside. It can be snowing outside. It can be night or it can be day. It can have hills. It could be have flat. It could be a dirt road. It could be a rocky road. But the car will remain the same. The car doesn't change up for the outside world. Now, yes, you can make adjustments to your car if you're in the snow and you can put something on your tires to cut through the snow. But the car will always remain the car, sir. The car will always remain the car. Let me check the phone lines. The lines are open, gentlemen, if y'all want to call in, okay? Let me see. Let me make sure I catch up with the questions. Okay, but as I'm saying to y'all guys, we're here to show y'all game. We're here to take things. Let me grab a Tyler moment. This is a Tyler moment. Here we go. Let me play this real quick. Here we go.
Well, you said you were going to send bad stuff to me. And that what you were going to send might be intense and dirty. And that makes me wonder what level of intensity and how dirty you were thinking and where your mind's at with that. And it kind of turns me on. And I want to know where you're at with that and what you're thinking of sending me.
All right, Tyler, let me play the next one, and I will answer your question. All right, here's the next one.
I watched the video, this latest one, and oh, my God, I loved it. It was a lot like what you were describing, what you were going to do to me. And it really turned me on. You know me sticking my ass up in the air and putting my legs up against my shoulders and watching you put your dick in my holes and playing with them, playing with my holes. And of course, I'm going to worship your dick before we even start that. Get it really hard, really ready, because I want you to come for me. I want you to really, really come hard. I know I'm going to make you come, baby. I just know it. Going to make you feel so good.
All right, Tyler, what I would say to her, all right, so now, Tyler, this is good, but let's take it to another level, Tyler. Tyler, what I would do with this one right here is I would tell her to, because it's only 8 o'clock, so and I get, Tyler, I think you're in California, so it might be 5 your time. So I want to tell her I want to play a game with you, and what I want to do is I want you to go live on video with me. And what I want you to do is I want to watch you take a shower. I want you to, you know, take a shower and show me in your mind and in your way how you want me, my lips, my fingertips, my tongue. Where do you want me to go and how you want me to go? Show me. Show me a side of you that no one gets to see. Let me see that side of you. Let me watch you wash yourself. Let me see you touch yourself. Let me see you masturbate in the shower. Let me see you come in the shower. And all I'm going to do is just watch. I just want to watch you and see what it's like when you imagine me touching your body, Tyler. Lock that down, Tyler, and send that to her. And Tyler, when you lock that down and you send that to her, it's going to mess her up, because right now she's actually waiting for some type of reply. You already got her. You've already conquered. Remember, Tyler, you've already conquered the village. You've conquered the city. But I want it all. Remember, Tyler, master the bedroom move. Think about this, Tyler. Promise you, there's no man in her fucking life that has ever told her what I just told you, which is then going to give her another shift in perspective. Because, Tyler, now I can't tell you about 4D yet, but, Tyler, you're about to create a 4D experience. But for right now, Tyler, let her know that. And by you letting her know that, then who in the fuck is wild and sexual enough to just watch me not only wash my body, rub my body, watch me masturbate in the shower, and watch me come without saying a word? I'm just watching you. And this is you telling her what to do. You're not asking her what to do. You're telling her what to do. So, Tyler, hit her with that right there, and you got it. Okay, Tyler? Now, so the car is me in the example. Yes. But the car, no. The car is not you. The car should be how your mind is. Not you, but how your mind works. Because just like that car, you got to tune it up. Just like that car, you got to make sure there's gas and oil in there. Just like that car. So, yes. The car isn't just you. It's just your mind. Well, that's what we're saying. It's more core and stuff, okay? Mustafa, okay, he's not talking to me. He's talking to somebody else in the room. So let's see him get back. Make sure I catch up to the messages and stuff like that. But Tyler, yes, Tyler. Well, you sent the screenshot. I can't show the screenshot. Because of the new thing, this new thing I have, I got to do a bunch of stuff to even grab it, add it, and all the other stuff. So I will try to do that while I'm talking. Damn, Tyler. All right, Tyler. Yeah, Tyler, you leave me no choice, man. Jesus Christ, Tyler. Tyler, I got it. God damn it, Tyler. Tyler, Tyler, man. All right, Tyler, watch how I do this. I'm going to do it, Tyler, because I'm doing this as a new thing of equipment. So I'm going to grab the photo, Tyler, the grab photo one that you sent me. I see a grab photo one. Let me see if I can grab the other photo that you sent me of her talking. All right, that's another woman. But I'm going to grab those two that you sent me. I guess this is Thursday. And I, while I'm talking, Tyler, because I'm on this new system here, I'm going to do that, okay? Well, okay, that was a little bit of master the bedroom, a touch of dirty talk, a little bit of flirt to fuck. It's a little bit of all those things. Yes, it's a little bit of all those things, but it's still leading her. Thank you. It's 123 likes. Thank you, 123 likes. I appreciate you all. But Tyler, while I'm talking, so this is what I'm going to do while I'm talking. This is weird. So while I'm talking to you guys, I am going to do what they call, I'm going to add a scene here. Tyler, let me see how I do this shit. Hold on, let me see if I do this shit right. All right, so here you go. I'm going to add a scene here, Tyler, while I'm talking to you. Let me see here. All right, here we go, Tyler. While I'm talking live, guys, I'm going to grab Tyler's thing. See, I can multitask and do all this shit. So, Tyler, I'm going to grab the two messages you just sent right now. I just downloaded them. I forgot where I put them at. All right, hold on, Tyler. Let me see if I can grab them. I didn't label them, but I'm as I'm talking, Tyler. Oh, wait. Ooh, no, that's not it. Wait, damn, Tyler, I got so many of your fucking messages. I'm going to download them twice. I got to do this shit again. Fuck. I got to look this time. Hold on, Tyler. Wait. Hold on as we're talking. Okay, so this one is going to be, okay, it's 297. 297. 297 is that one. So it's 297 and 297. So I got to grab the 297s. All right. So as I'm talking to y'all, while I'm talking to Tyler, I'm going to upload the 297s. So let me find 297. 2956. Okay. I got it, Tyler. 297. All right. So I'm going to grab the Tyler things and I'm going to open it up. I'm going to open up 2971. Then I'm opening up the other Tyler one. So this is how we'll be doing it. So Tyler, I'll be able to move. This is just the first time I'm messing with this equipment. So y'all got to bear with me. I'm going to grab these two things that Tyler said. I got these two things, but let me see here. Tyler, I'm going to post this one here. And then I'm going to add another photo here while I'm doing this live and scripted. All right, so I got these two right here, Tyler. I just want to make sure I got the right ones before I post it because I'm looking at the photo you sent me. You sent me a photo. Yeah. All right, you sent me this is for Thursday. I didn't even see this Thursday thing. But here's Tyler. Okay, I got it right now. So, Tyler, I'm going to do this. Yeah, I did it live, so it's pretty cool how this shit works. So, Tyler, let's look at what you got right here. And this is the two things Tyler has right here. Number one, you see the woman. That's the woman that's sending it. I guess that's the woman. And you can see in the second one, he's saying that interesting. Tell me. See, listen, Tyler, I'm different from any other man that you've ever met or ever talked to. I just am. I've created my own universe. I have complete control over my universe. It's full of positivity, growth, and a great energy, and I live in the moment. I enjoy the hell out of every single day that I wake up, and I'm very selective in who I let inside my universe because I won't allow anyone or anything to ruin what I have. And listen to what the woman said. Interesting. Tell me more. I wish I had that much control in my life, gentlemen. Do y'all see how men move and why we win? Because that's how we move, that's how we think, and that's how we do things. All right, let me get to the messages if there's anyone asking any question. He said, sir, the only way you find out is go ahead and subscribe. When you subscribe to the Man Mindset, you'll get the updates, brother. So C asked a question. I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody's question. C, you ask a question, and let me get to C's question. C asked his question. C asked, and I didn't mean to pass you up, C says, so I'm still trying to go deeper into myself, But my mind, no, you're not. Okay, see. The reason, see, that you're, wait, let me check the phone lines before I say what I need to say. Lines are open. Oh, wait, let me get 603 real quick because he's talking to a girl live on the air. So 603, how can I help you real quick? What did she say?
Hi, Steve. She replied to the what we said, and she said thanks, and she said there's a possibility we can do that.
Well, listen, I'm not about, write this down. You ready? I'm not about listen, I'm not about possibilities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm not about possibilities, now I want you to look at intimacy on your bid. The last two lines. Yeah, it's the last two lines, and that's why you're not about possibilities, because, don't say it out loud, the last two lines of your bid, you already got her nailed.
Mm-hmm.
So, from what you just said in those last two lines that you have in your bid that you already reworked on, mm-hmm. then you can say, this is why I want a woman that knows what she wants versus one who is unsure of herself. Because when you hit her, when you talk about the first line of possibilities, then you go back to the last two lines of the intimacy that I showed you. And then hit her what I just said right there. Hey, then she's got to show up now. What you're doing is you're pushing mm-hmm. all the coins up in front of the table, and you're betting on you right now. Because what you see, where a lot of guys go wrong, they will accept crumbs. Possible? Do I look like a fucking it's possible kind of man? Nah. You either know what you want, or you don't know what you want. And if you don't mm-hmm. know what you want, then take care and get back at me when you do know what you want. Because at this point, you're allowed to challenge her, okay?
Okay.
So this is the challenge. Hey, this is you're about to hit some rough waters. Because most guys will accept that bullshit. It's mm-hmm. possible. I don't believe in possible shit. I need that woman who knows what she wants, because character is everything to me. You see what I'm saying? Character is everything. Okay? So go ahead and hit her with that. Hit me back and let me know, okay? Hit her ass back.
Yes, I will. I have one question, because when she texted me that, I was also thinking about, before I called in, I was thinking about what I would say. So... because I need to correct my way of thinking.
No. We already told you what to say. No. Listen to me. I already told you what to say. Now it's about how you're going to say it.
Okay.
Can you do voicemail right now?
Yeah, I can.
Then there you go. Because it's going to have more impact with the voice versus mm-hmm. the text. Now, see that?
Okay.
That's how deep it
mm-hmm.
is. Now hit it with the voicemail. So... she will know without a shadow of a doubt you ain't that motherfucker and you ain't bullshitting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? So go back in.
Let
me know.
I got it.
And call me back. Good job, brother. Good job. We'll throw you back in. All right. So let me get back to this. Guys, lines are open. Let me finish. I'm sorry, C-Dog. Got to take my dogs that call in over from text. Okay, you're not going deeper with yourself, okay? Because you're – okay. What is a problem, C? Tell me what a problem is. There is no such thing as a problem. There's only solutions, man. And you're living in the theater in the neighborhood number one of problematic. That's why, because you're living outside of yourself. Because you choose not to create anything. You're not going deep. Your mind makes you think you're going deep, but how can one go deep when one says he's got problems? What's the problem that you cannot solve? I ask you, see, please, please type that in right now, see. Tell me what the problem is. Because if you make the statement, tell me what the problem is. But you say your mind looks for problems, so tell me the problems your mind is looking for, and I'll be able to help you. Okay? But here you go. I'm just reading one line at a time. I'm not reading the whole thing. Next thing you say, how do I deal with a woman who may realize I'm the one, but I have no interest in it? Well, what? Y'all, come on, man. Y'all cannot be in junior high school or elementary school. What do you mean deal with? What do you mean deal with? Let me ask you a question. How do you deal with a squirrel running in your lawn? How do you deal with a cloud floating above your head? How do you deal with a leaf falling from a tree? Please tell me how you deal with it, because you do the same thing, and you should be doing the same thing with this woman. How do I deal with a woman who may realize I'm a real one? You're not a – I say this with love, brother. You're not a real one. You're a real 1,578,684 of all your bullshit-ass problems. You're not a real one. Stop lying to yourself, man. You listen, brother, when you're a real one, you don't have to say you're a real one. you never hear me say I'm a real one, do you? But through my actions, you know I'm a real motherfucker. But if you got to sit there and say that shit, it doesn't matter. Let me keep going. Catch up with the questions. Guys, y'all call in. Hey, I'm sorry, I didn't see my boy, Miles Cunningham. Shout out to my boy, Miles Cunningham. Shout out to him. Appreciate you, Miles. Much love, Miles. If you can post your link, I will post it if you're still there, Miles. I'm sorry, I was rolling on a thing, man. But, yeah, I don't – how is that a problem? Okay, let me explain. How is a woman that you're not interested in a problem? What the fuck does that even mean? What is that – oh, my God, it's a fumble, God damn it. Let's go. I'm sorry, I'm watching my Cowboys. How is that a problem? Please help me out. How is a woman – okay, brother, and all you guys, the more game you get in what I'm showing you, women – are going to be on your ass, okay? And these women are going to be women that you're not going to look at. Yeah, I'm a Cowboy fan. God, come on, man. What? What? Come on. Don't get mad. Run the ball. First down. I'm sorry, I got two TVs on in front of me, guys. Yeah, Loose, don't hate, dog. Come on, Loose, I'm wearing the shit. Loose, come on, baby. Anyway, C-Dog, please tell me. There we go. There you go. That's Miles' stuff right there, guys. Check Miles' stuff out. There you go, Miles. Respect to you, Miles. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, this is what I'm saying to C. I don't understand. You're saying it's a problem. Listen. You're going to have women that's going to love you. They're going to want to sleep with you. They're going to want to be with you, okay? I'm in Houston right now, and I don't like the Texans. I'm from D.C., and I've always loved the Cowboys. But anyway, what I'm saying is this. I do poetry. Okay, to sharpen my mouthpiece, all right? But in my poetry, I have... Oh, cut. Okay, in my poetry, I have a fan club of women that are interested in me, that want to sleep with me, that would love to fly me out to wherever they're at, sending me nude photos, all that shit. Just off the mouthpiece. But that's none of my business because I don't give a fuck. You see what I'm saying? I don't care. And that's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. Stop caring about things that have nothing to do with you. 217, what's up, brother? How can I help you, sir?
Man, I'm back. I thought about what you said, and I really think I understand exactly what you meant when we talked earlier. Sometimes you just got to say fuck it and just do it.
Well, no, because you are doing it. See, you understand that. You're already doing it now. See, you see where you fucked up? You're already saying, fuck it, do nothing. You're already saying, fuck it, do it, but you're doing nothing now.
No, I mean, when I say do it, I mean just go out there and just make the change, stop thinking about it, stop being scared of it, just do it.
No, you're not listening. This is why you're fucking up. Listen to me. You're already saying to yourself, do it. But what you're saying is to do nothing. The only way you're going to do the thing that you say you want to do is when you, my friend, say, wait, let me see if I'm carrying right. Okay. The only way you're going to do it is to know why you're doing it. You are able to defend why you're doing it. You're able to stand on why you're doing it. And you'll be able to express to yourself why you're doing it, or you're not going to do the different thing. The problem is you're already telling yourself to do something, and what you're doing is telling yourself don't do anything. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think I get it.
You're saying, okay, I just got to tell myself to do it. Okay? I'm saying that's what you've always been telling yourself. That's why you fail, because you're telling yourself to do nothing. So if you're telling yourself to do nothing, you're still telling yourself to do something, and you don't even know why you want to do it, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, why you want to do it, where you want to do it, defending it, standing on it. See what I'm saying? You haven't even sold what you want to do, right, to yourself. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And because you haven't sold what you, because you haven't sold what you're doing to yourself, where's the marketing team? Where's your meeting with your marketing team? Where's your meeting with your culinary school? Where's your meeting with your scribe, next level? Where's your meeting with your warrior that goes out and do that? Where's your meeting with your amusement park, your mental gym, your studio? See, this is why it doesn't work. This is why game has depth in it, because it's not just saying I'm going to do something. That's why you're not doing it, because you say you want to do it. That's why it's not happening. But if I say I'm going to do something, I know my whys, I know all those things. And then from that thing, I market it to myself, and I know what I'm going to use, how I'm going to use it, and why I'm going to use it. And then I'm just going to do that shit. But see, you're not going to do it because you're just saying to do it. And that's where you're failing, because you're coming up with a quick answer to a huge problem, because you're already saying to do something, and that's where you don't understand. You don't even know why you're not even doing what it is you're doing. You're just telling yourself, well, I guess I'll just say the opposite so I can make myself feel better. Does that make any sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so I got another call to grab, but do you have any other questions?
No, I ain't calling back to give you a hard time. It's just I want to understand.
It's not a hard time. I got you. I just want to show you that it's not as easy as you say, because if it was that easy, y'all would be doing that shit, but you're not doing it because you don't even understand why you're doing what it is you're not even doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, I'll throw you back in. Got another question. Let me know, because I'm going to reset the thing in 13 minutes for another hour. 561, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, man, I've been listening to you for a long time, right? My name is Thomas, by the way. How you feeling?
I'm good, Thomas. How are you, sir?
Does this stuff, the stuff that you teach, does it work on non-binary relationships?
What does a non-binary relationship have to do with your mind?
No, I'm just saying I'm into trannies, man.
Well, what does that have to do with anything? You're in the wrong place. All right, anyway, so like I said before, guys, y'all, let me get back to C's question. C said, so it's charged to the game then. Once my drug is created, it's on the streets is what it is. But right, but you don't have a drug because you don't have a drug lab. Yeah, you're saying the right things, but you don't have those things, big dog. You see what I'm saying? You're saying you want those things, but you don't have those things, brother. So that's probably the issue and problem that you're having, brother. But as I'm saying to you guys out there that are listening and all this other stuff, is that you guys are not processing information. You're not processing why you want to do what it is you want to do. You're not processing anything, okay? You're not really looking at the growth that you should have as a man. But this is why I tell you guys out here the importance of being in and rehearsing versus practicing. The two things are very important. Gentlemen, what I say to all you guys out here, oh, wait, the interception? Get fuck. Come on, Dallas, don't let that mother catch me. So what I'm saying to you guys out here is that the important thing is y'all guys do not ever, ever rehearse. If you are trying to do something and you're not working on the thing you want to do, then how is it that you're going to get that thing done in a proficient manner? You can't even, you're not even looking at how deep game is because you guys are not doing things to work on yourself. See, people don't understand the difference between practicing and rehearsing. Because a lot of y'all guys practice because y'all are not sure of yourselves. But I teach you how to rehearse because rehearsing is very important. Because, let me take this off right now. I'm over here talking. I need to switch this up. But what I'm saying is, I'm sorry, I was too busy not looking. What I'm saying is this, okay? What I'm saying is that what is important is that when you rehearse what you do, you'll do it fine. And you have rehearsed your numbers and your alphabets to a point where you know how to read, write, and count, right? But you're not rehearsing yourself or doing anything to push yourself to be better than what you are right now. And as long as you're doing that, you're not actually growing, gentlemen. You're not really moving the pendulum the way you should move it for yourself. Because what I'm trying to do here for you guys, all right, is if you can follow instructions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or A, B, C, D, E, how is there a struggle if you're just following what you do? You can only do what you do. You cannot control what someone else does. Does that make any sense, sir? You can only do what you want to do, but you cannot control anything outside of what you do. Does that make any sense, gentlemen? I hope that makes sense to y'all. And I say it again, you can only do what you can instruct yourself to do. But you cannot worry about what someone else's reaction to what you do. See, if you just rehearse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and keep rehearsing it, excuse me, and you keep rehearsing it, there can't be a struggle because no matter where you go, you'll always say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what that person you're saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to, whatever they say and whatever they do after you do what you do is none of your fucking business. But when you become one with yourself, one thought, one mind, one way, your way, nobody else's way, but your way. You see what I'm saying? It's your way, nobody else's way. What happens is, gentlemen, is that you and your mind, your thoughts, and everything you do is one at that thing, okay? But this is where we separate us from all them fucking red pills and all that other shit. Because you're not using this shit I'm telling you to grow. You're going to use your own knowledge to grow. You're going to use your own mind to grow. Why? Because through the interactions, you're going to know how to do it through rehearsing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? And you'll never have to overthink it. Okay? But here lies the problem. The problem is most of you guys out here blind the process because when you see a woman, it is at that point you're trying to look good in her eyes, thus you've already fucked everything up. Gentlemen, listen to me. I'm not trying to look good in a woman's eyes because I don't care enough about women to look good in their eyes. And that's not being mean or rude. But I'm not trying to look good in a woman's eyes. Why would I do that? Why would I try to look good in somebody's eyes that is has low self-worth? I'm not trying to look good in her eyes. I'm trying to look good in my eyes to me by just doing the thing that I rehearse. That's it. All I can do. I can't do anything else. That is all I can do. That's all I can do in this thing. But what this thing is the most dangerous thing because it changes up the perception in your reality when you are focused on what it is you have to do. But what also changes everything up is that the knowledge you get from what you do becomes your own knowledge. But the problem is y'all are grabbing knowledge from someone else and just following them, and most of these motherfuckers don't know what they're talking about. But by getting out there and doing it, you're going to learn from your experience, and you're going to stop the struggle because you're just going to do it. Here's the problem. You're too busy lying to yourselves, trying to prove yourself to a woman, than just being you, adapting to you. I mean, listen, and this is not a lie. You adapt when it's hot outside. You adapt to the rain. You adapt to the weather, the wind, and all that other stuff. You're always adapting. So it's not like you're not adapting to anything. It's just most of you guys, because you worship women so much, you feel that you've got to adapt to the woman versus adapting to yourself. And this is why it's important to keep your eyes forward. Keep your eyes forward. Because if you keep your eyes forward, okay, is that you change up the game. You change up your routines. You change up the way you process information. You change up your habits. You begin to implement things to help you out, and you stop worrying about everybody else. And that's what it's about. This is why the mindset is so important. But here's the problem. All y'all do is try to set these goals that'll fucking hold you back. Every time you set a fucking goal, when you feel that you ain't good enough, it's the same goal that's going to hold you back. Just like it held you back this year on New Year's. Forcing happiness to reach a goal that you're not even going to reach. And then the goal that you set pisses you off because you don't reach it. And then you feel guilty and bad because you haven't reached the goal. But see, no one breaks it down like that to you guys. You see what I'm saying? And that's why game is so important. Most of you guys out here are just about the goal of short-term results. I just want to get her. I just want to fuck her. I just want to get her to my house. I just want to undress her and all this other stuff. But as a man, I don't look at short terms. I flow towards long drive, long driven progress. Because once your goal is not, for a lot of you guys, because your goals are not achieved, and it's the problem, we reset the line. Problem a lot of you guys out here is that y'all just revert back to yourself. When you can't reach what you want, which is sex, you only go back to the place you always go back because you ain't really being real with yourself. Because when you set all these fucking goals and shit, I'll probably talk more about this in the 21 convention, but when y'all set all these fucking goals, you're powerless. Every time you have a setback, you're powerless. But when you look at your core and you have your mind set on who you are, no matter what the fuck happened yesterday or what happens today, tomorrow you ain't even thinking about that shit, man. You're not thinking about it. Check the phone lines. Area code, let me get this. Oh, 603 is back. 603, what's going on, brother? Oh, you caught it last night. Give me the one, and I'll set the line. I already set the line, but what's going on? What'd you say, bro? What'd you say?
After responding with what you said in that part of the bid, she ended up saying, okay, we can. That was all she said.
She said, okay, we can. Well, God damn it, I know we can. All right, write this down. Say, hey, say, I know okay. We can, LOL. No, say, mm-hmm. Hey, I know we can. It's just a question of when can we?
Yeah.
I know we can, but it's just a question of when can we? And mm-hmm. That's why I'm trying to set that up right now. But it seems like you're giving me roadblocks and it seems like I'm trying to get to the we can, but you're giving me roadblocks along the way. LOL, make it a joke because I don't want you to lay into it too hard because I don't want you to lay into it too hard. But you see what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to that week. Yeah, I'm trying to get to that week. All right, so when can we? That's what I'm trying to do. But oh, look at that hit. Oh, yeah, but we say we can, but when can we? So what I'm saying to you is that's what I'm trying to do. I'm mm-hmm. trying to write this down real quick. I'm trying to get to the we can. Hey, when I saw you sip that soup, I'm trying to get to the we can. When I look at them pretty eyes of yours, I'm trying to get to the we can. I know we can, say, hey, look, I know we can. I'm trying to set up when we can.
Okay.
All right.
So
you know why I'm here. And the last thing I want to do is waste our time. And that's why I'm trying to do everything I can to make sure that time is not wasted. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then say, hey, and then say, before we can, I know you could take another photo of yourself and smile. Send that to me so I can set us up again. LOL.
You
know what I'm saying?
Wow.
See that?
You're so good at this.
Right, right. But think about it. If you're laughing, what do you think she's going to do? You see what I'm saying? See this game?
She's really
right. Right. So if you notice, I'm just taking what she's saying and I'm pushing that shit to push her exactly where I want her to go. Okay. So
yes, I got it.
All right, so go ahead and send that to her. I'm going to be on for another hour. Then call back because I'm going to reset the line. Call back and I got you, okay, my brother?
Perfect.
You got
this.
You got this. Okay, you got this, big dog, okay?
You.
I'm proud of you. No, I'm proud of you. Good job. All right, guys, I'm going to reset the lines and everything. So give me a second, guys.